Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've got a good day going here. Happy 1st of July, hopefully happy 4th of July coming up here shortly. As we get to family picnics and celebrating our country's independence, if you have questions about time, temperature, food safety, anything like that, I want to remind folks that Answer Line from ISU Extension is a great resource for people who are looking for home cleaning, food safety, anything like that. The link to the Answer Line website is on the Cass County Extension website right there on the front page. They have a link to frequently asked questions as well as a hotline you can give a call. You can also call our office, and we'd be more than happy to pass that number along to you as well. Another reminder, as it is the 1st of July, and for any 4-H'ers out there who are wanting to still get their entries in to show at the Cass County Fair, a quick reminder that today is the deadline to get all Cass County Fair entries in, as well as State Fair livestock entries. Those are also due today. New this year, those must be completed online through the 4-H online enrollment system. There is a place there where you can go ahead and register your State Fair livestock as well, the same livestock that were ID'd in that system. For help sheets or more information on how to get this done, check the Iowa 4-H website. Check the Cass County Fair website, or give us a call at the Extension office, 712-243-1132. We'd be more than happy to help you with that. Information on all these processes are also available in the July 4-H newsletter, now on the Cass County Extension website. Something else we're getting a lot of phone calls about as we get folks out and about in the yard this year is all the different things that they are finding on their trees. We've had a warm and cool and very, very wet spring into the summer this year. Sometimes that brings with it certainly lots of green growth, but also occasionally some things maybe we don't necessarily want to see on our trees, or at least things that we aren't sure of what they are. Of course, knowing how to properly care for our trees and how to identify harmful tree abnormalities is a great skill for all tree owners to have. However, we also see several folks bringing things into the office that are certainly unusual, but maybe not necessarily damaging to the tree. This week's Yard and Garden column deals with a few of the most common ones. If you have wart-like growths on the underside of your hackberry tree leaves, what are these and why are they on my tree and could they possibly be damaging it? The wart-like growths on the hackberry leaves are called galls. You'll find galls on the base of many different trees, and in almost all cases, they are usually harmless. Galls are abnormal growths of plant tissue induced by tiny mites that burrow into the leaf. They can be caused by mites, insects, or other small organisms, are quite common on trees. And these little fellers burrow into the leaves and secrete a chemical that causes the leaf to create a big growth around these little guys, essentially kind of building their own house on the bottom of a leaf, if you will. The gall found on the hackberry leaves is so common on hackberries that its presence can occasionally be used to identify the tree. While galls on all trees may be unsightly, they do not seriously harm healthy trees, and preventative treatments are seldom warranted. How about if you have white fuzzy objects on the branches of your maple tree? These are called woolly alder aphids. They are also known as the maple blight aphid. They feed on the sap of the maple trees from bud break until late June, right about now. These winged adult woolly alder aphids, sometimes with abdomens covered in white fluffy wax, are produced in colonies. The winged migrants readily fly when disturbed and create the illusion of tiny masses of cotton floating through the air. These adults leave the maple tree and fly to Alders, where they get their name, and this is where they establish new colonies on the secondary host. Woolly alder aphids require both the maple tree and the alder tree to complete their life cycle, so especially if you have both of these trees in close proximity to your yard, you may see quite a few of these little fuzzy fellers. While the presence of a white, fuzzy colony of woolly alder aphids on a maple tree may cause alarm, they usually don't cause serious harm to the maple trees. Damage may be limited to the loss of a few leaves. Large populations will usually collapse from predation or parasitism, and control efforts are usually not necessary, but at least now you know what that may be, flying in a white swarm around your maple tree. And how about those gray-green patches that we always see on the trunks of our tree? What are they, and again, are they harming our trees? They're probably lichen. Lichen are unusual organisms that consist of two unrelated organisms, an algae and a fungus. They exist together and behave as a single organism, even though they are two unique organisms. The algae provides food via photosynthesis, while the fungus obtains water and minerals for itself and the algae. Lichens are common on trees because the bark provides a suitable place to gather sunlight and grow. They grow especially well on dead branches because they receive more sunlight. In addition to growing on the trunks and branches of trees, lichen can be found on exposed soil surfaces, rocks, oftentimes on wooden fence posts, shingles, gravestones, stone walls, or other sunny, flat surfaces. Lichens may be flat, leafy, or branched, even hair-like. Lichens on trees are often grayish-green, but other species may be orange, yellow, slate blue, or black. While they are fascinating and unique organisms, again, they do not harm the tree. So if you see any of these things out and about on your walks around the yard or the woods this summer, now you know what you're looking at, and that they're probably not damaging those trees, so you can feel free to enjoy some of the unique live predators, not necessarily predators, but the unique live creatures that are out and about in our forest this time of year. As always, for more information on home and garden and beyond, as well as resources for families and farmers and communities, give us a call, 712-243-1132. We're at the Cass County Extension Office Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, except we will be out of the office this Friday in celebration of the upcoming Independence Day holiday. All of our information is also available online 24/7. Either on the Iowa State University Extension website or for upcoming programs in Cass County specifically, visit the Cass County ISU Extension webpage or find us on Facebook to receive reminders as well as photos and updates from all of our upcoming and recent programs. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension. Have a safe and happy 4th of July.